Okay, gentlemen, I'm sure you're aware of 2012, the Mayan calendar end date. Do you pick up anything at all going on about this?
Of course, there's a great deal of discussion, and the date itself has obtained its own level of archetypical symbology, so it's very easy to track now. There's a very high emotional quotient, all of it anxiety and fear-based. Those descriptors that come out are, to be very blunt about it, grim.
Grim?
Yes. The indication, now bearing in mind, we always err on the side of the extreme.
True.
Okay, but the indications are that the 2012 date will only be a problem for a very few.
Now, when you say grim, though, and then a very few, it's to me it's kind of conflicting.
Very clear that the process of our entering into alignment with the galactic center and the galactic rift, which began in 1998, and it's about halfway through now, will culminate in a continuation of the degradation of the biosphere that we've all enjoyed for a long time, and will place extinction problems on a great number of species, including our own, over the course of these next 5 years.
Interesting.
Okay. George, there's a tendency of people to take what's going on in today's news event and project it forward in a linear fashion. And so when you read reports like the world runs out of fish to make fish and chips out of in, say, 2040, there's an implication made for the linear mind that there will be people here interested in eating fish and chips. And I'm not sure that's a good bet.
Well, you might be right about that, but in terms of 2012, anything could happen then.
Well, no, we're actually getting some indicators that oddly enough fall into line with the electrical view of things, or the electrical view of the universe, the plasma charged view of the universe. And basically, what it's saying is that the descriptor sets we're getting are pointing to a giant field effect, if you will. A spinning magnetic body such as the Earth inside of another spinning magnetic complex system such as our solar system in alignment with a very giant field of energies beyond which we're able to sense and deal is going to cause a great deal of problems, and in fact already has, on our local environment. These are going to continue unabated and in fact accelerate to the point where stress will be placed on the species as a whole.
It's fascinating that you're picking this up too. It really is. I mean, I've always believed that people are starting to talk about this date, and it's obvious something is going on.
We started actually picking it up in 1997. It was what convinced me to abandon the original intent of the program. The original intent of all of this was to make money on the stock market based on the emotional quantifiers around stock exchange kind of stuff. And once I started picking up more references to the sun, as in solar system going strange, as opposed to sun, as in Stanford University networks, I soon became rather absorbed in the sun going strange and sort of thought, well, I don't really need to mess with the economic aspect.